This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What's trending is Josh Allen talking about how he's going to protect the nose. He's going to be wearing a visor. When you see Josh Allen Thursday night, it's going to look different. A visor, there's a full cover on the front of the helmet. Some players wear them. It was bigger. I want to say it was bigger 20 years ago football. We saw more visors, and then for whatever reason, they weren't trending anymore. So he'll be wearing one for the first time in the NFL. He has worn one before.
I wore one all throughout college. I don't think I've worn one in a game in the NFL. But it's all right. I'm a little bruised up, but we're all good.
He's going to be okay. He'll wear that visor to protect the nose.
It doesn't really impact much. It's weird to say, but it's a little warmer in there. Like, your voice kind of echoes off of it, too. So it's just a little bit weirder.
Coach talking about James Cook.
He has that DNA where he's hungry and wants more. And that is infectious and bleeds into the team, into the offense in particular, and that burning desire to improve, burning desire to be great.
Getting set for Miami to visit on Thursday.
They've got a lot of speed on their team overall, in particular on their offense and their returners as well. They do a lot of different things. I think Coach McDaniel is one of the better coaches in the league, and offensively, and how he schemes things up, and hard to defend, explosive. So it makes for a big challenge, and especially on a short week.
Speaking of McDaniels, I think my favorite form of him is the AI redone press conference moments when he gets up to the podium and says some crazy stuff. And you're like, that's not really him, but it is.
Oh, I know.
Funny.
That happens all the time. But he's like, I'm hearing that the Dolphins are thinking of firing him.
They're 0-2. Football is, right?
But yeah, right. Exactly.
What have you done for me lately?
They're flying banners over the stadium during the game.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Fire
him?
Fire Greer and McDaniel. They're the GM.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty bad. So
don't look up, I guess.
No, don't look up at all. I say they should give him some more time to work things out. Because that's good for us.
These games make me nervous. They're dangerous when a team's hungry for a win.
Yeah, when there's for that sure. element of desperation, then...
And they play us well every year.
So. Anything goes. So we'll see. Go Bills, Thursday Night Football. That'd be fun. The deadline for the death of TikTok has once again been extended. There was you must divest or shut down, and they have pushed that back. Today, I believe, was the official deadline or end of day yesterday. So the video sharing platform now has until December 16th to strike a deal. And if that sounds like you've heard it before, this is the fourth time that this absolute drop dead date has been pushed back. So an executive order signed Tuesday, as the White House said, framework is in place to spin off TikTok's U.S. operations. That's been reached. Bunch of cha-ching companies were looking to gather a big chunk of TikTok, and I believe they would move some of the operations to the U.S. and some of the storage of the data, but ByteDance would retain ownership of the algorithms, the mechanics of how the thing works. They would keep that, but all the data, all the info, hopefully, wouldn't go overseas. So good luck with that. We should hear by Friday what happens, and that could come from the White House. Speaking of the White House, there is talk and buzz, the rift between the White House and the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve widely expected today to reduce its key interest rates, and it's supposed to come down maybe by a quarter point. Economists and Wall Street investors will be looking for signals about next steps. So if they do reduce it today, will there be another reduction? There's a lot that rides on it. The economy not so sweet right now, according to some.
No, Beyonce's hard drive.
According to everybody. Well, I don't want to be on a list. Beyonce's hard drive thief. They got the guy, but they haven't got the hard drive. Remember when the tour was in Atlanta and somebody broke into an SUV of one of the choreographers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stole a bunch of, on that hard drive was unreleased music. And you know, we're not ready for unreleased music. So the Atlanta police announced they did get a guy who broke into the SUV over the summer. What they don't have is the unreleased music, the set list, the footage plans, all that stuff. They didn't get whatever he took back. They got him, but not the stuff. So maybe a little bit more looking to see how that goes. And this morning, the story of a brawl on a mega cruise ship. You might know the Royal Caribbean cruise ship Wonder of the Seas. This used to be the largest cruise ship ever built until like a year ago. So there was an altercation on the ship just before it returned to Port Miami, where it was met by police, fire rescue personnel, security services. The ship had left port at 4:30 p.m. on Monday for a four-day round trip through the Bahamas. Witness saw people running to the pool before the captain announced the return. They did an about-face. We're going back to port, folks. They reported seeing about a dozen people escorted off the vessel, one being quite angry. There was some sort of a brawl on the ship. How we haven't seen the footage yet, I have no idea. See every other cruise ship video there is. Personnel said they provided care to adult guests on board. While it remains unclear what started the altercation, it ended up with a big fight to the point. You know when your dad might say, I will turn this car around if you guys don't settle down?
Don't make me. Yeah, that's funny.
That's what happened on the cruise ship. Captain turned this ship around and went back to port.
Wow. Okay.
Not a good day on Wonder of the Seas. And that's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:26.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.